you walk into any homeless shelter in Washington state, you might notice something. You're likely to see more African Americans than you see out in the wider community. That's because African Americans are vastly overrepresented in the homeless population, both here and across the country. It's a mystery that's confounded researchers for years. The numbers don't make sense, even if you account for higher poverty rates among African Americans. You're listening to KNKX, and this is a pattern 88.5's Will James has also seen in his reporting on homelessness. He brings us a story about efforts to untangle the complex relationships between race and losing a home.
If you ask Marquise McCrary how he ended up spending so much of his early 20s living in shelters and sleeping on buses, he'll tell you a story. They say Papa was a runner star. It starts in Fort Worth, Texas, where he was just building up a following as a rapper when his mom lost their apartment.
It was new management, and she couldn't keep up with the rent, and we got evicted.
So he moved to Washington State to live with his brother, who then fell into financial trouble himself and had to move, leaving McCrary in Tacoma without a place to live.
It can feel like a curse sometimes. Sometimes I feel like you're the person who's meant to deal with it all.
He'll tell you about the time he had a job and got an apartment through a housing program and then lost it all after the death of a close uncle sent him into a spiral of depression. And he'll tell you about how, before any of that, he spent so much time helping his single mom raise his four brothers and sisters, he never really learned the skills he needed to survive.
It's like, is it family? Is it you? Is it just the things you don't know?
It's basically a story of individual missteps and misfortunes that left him wondering why all this was happening to him.
It's like this fear of life that is not being nice to you at the moment. You know, just give me a break for a second.
But if you talk to researcher Mark Dones, you'll hear a bigger story.
These are folks who have been caught up inside structures that are hundreds of years old.
It's a story of how McCrary's race affects his life in all sorts of invisible ways that make him more likely to fall into homelessness. Dones, who uses they-them pronouns, worked for a Boston-based nonprofit called the Center for Social Innovation and spent more than a year on research aimed at unraveling the mystery of why so many African Americans end up homeless. Dones says the mystery was something everyone knew about, but no one had really dug into.
Folks of color, historically marginalized folks, are not the topics of research.
So the mystery lingered. Here it is. The population living under the poverty line is mostly white, even those in deep poverty. But if you look at the numbers, it's almost like there's a force protecting poor white people from becoming homeless, or something making poor black people more vulnerable to it. The result is African Americans are 12% of the U.S. population, but an estimated 40% of the homeless population.
Between deep poverty and homelessness, there's a factor, right? Something is happening in that space that is applying disproportionate pressure on folks of color, and it is not simple enough to say that poverty is the core driver of homelessness.
Dones and their team combed through data on homelessness from six communities across the country, including Tacoma and Pierce County, and they interviewed dozens of African Americans experiencing homelessness in those communities. People with stories like this one from Pierce County.
We stayed at my grandma's house, and it was like nine people in a two-bedroom. So we did that for a few years. But long story short, I just felt like I just didn't want to just live off my family, knowing they don't have nothing.
I started to hear this story over and over and over again. And
it's a story of different crises, even relatively minor ones, sending African Americans spiraling into homelessness and feeling like they have no one to turn to for help. One day, Don scribbled two words on a legal pad.
Network impoverishment.
Network impoverishment. It's what Dones calls their theory of why more African Americans end up homeless. It goes like this. If you're poor and white and get into trouble, chances are you know at least one person who can bail you out, a family member or a friend, someone who can lend you a few hundred dollars if your car breaks down and you need to get to work. But if you're black, it's more likely you don't know a single person with the extra cash to get you through an emergency. So that broken down car might cost you a job. And that might set you behind on rent. And still, there's no one with enough resources to bail you out. In other words, it's not just that you're poor. It's that everyone you know is poor too.
The network itself, because of this like total lack of flexible capital, functions in a fragile and an impoverished state.
And because Black communities are more fragile, it takes less for Black individuals to lose their homes. In fact, Dones' data appear to show African Americans enter homelessness with higher incomes and lower rates of mental illness and drug abuse than white people.
It seems like folks of color who are experiencing homelessness are generally better off by almost every indicator than their white counterparts.
Almost as if more has to go wrong in a white person's life for them to become homeless. Dones believes network impoverishment in African American communities is behind these trends. But what's behind network impoverishment? Doan says that's where a more familiar story of institutional racism comes in. Generations of policies that locked Black families out of chances to buy homes and build up wealth.
We disenfranchised folks of color from participating in the housing market until like 1968. So, you know, we have in a lot of ways created races of renters and races of or race, right, of property owners.
Everyone knew that history was there. But Dones feels they now have a clearer picture of how that history plays out in people's modern-day lives. This is just one theory that might explain the high numbers of African Americans who become homeless. But for some of the people trying to solve homelessness, it's already changing the way they approach their work. Tess Colby oversees Pierce County's homelessness programs. She handed over years of county data for Dones to analyze. She says it's not like people in her field were race blind. More like race unconscious.
I think it is impossible not to see the disproportionality in your client base. But I don't think that there was a lot of conscious attention paid to it in a way that moved the conversation away from simply acknowledging and bemoaning the fact to, well, what are the solutions?
Those solutions aren't clear at all. But Colby says Dones' research has people like her thinking about them.
All of the hundreds of years of racist laws and racist policies, overcoming that is daunting. What I feel like is we as a county can have a more nuanced response as a result of being a part of this project. And that's what I'm excited about.
For McCrary, overcoming that daunting history has become the focus of his life. He's got a job as a security guard at Tacoma's baseball stadium. He's made some friends who are letting him stay with them, and he's saving up money to go back to community college. But that idea, network impoverishment, it's all too familiar to him. He says he knows what it's like to not have family to fall back on.
It's just one of those things that you just kind of know about your family. You know your limits of your family and stuff like that. So mine, it was more like we were all kind of figuring things out ourselves. You know, we don't have that one family member who just, not necessarily, you know, the key holder to certain things that we need, but it's just, we don't have that.
He says his mom and siblings are once again at risk of falling into homelessness back in Texas. He says his goal is to become that one family member who can stop that from happening. Will James, 88.5 News. Yeah, you can laugh at you won't. When it happens to you, that's why my fashion is gassing, dressing for the occasion. Resting ain't being patient. We're dreaming of allegations of certain actions I'm taking on each producer's creations. Like, you get my answer, my spot is put in creations. Cause you cannot ignore the fragrance of success in the air.